Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Heh, Mishnah Het. The Mishnah here is going to talk about when Shicha actually applies and what situation in terms of at what point in time in the gathering process when they're bringing in the bundles into the barn, into the threshing floor, is it considered to be Shicha. When they would harvest the field, there would be several stages to it. First off, they would cut the produce, number one. They would cut everything down. Then they would bundle it up into smaller bundles. Then they would pile the bundles together into small sections. Then they would pile all of the smaller sections into one large section, one huge pile. And then they would carry the bundles one by one to the threshing floor to process it. So at what point, the question becomes, is a bundle considered to be forgotten? Here we go, Mishnah. If someone's collecting bundles of produce into a hat-shaped pile, which is right above the ground, a few different bundles piled on top of each other off the ground, ulekusamot, or he's putting it into a under the ground. He has a ditch in the ground. He has a little bit of a hole in the ground, and he's storing it in there. So it doesn't look like it's protruding from the ground. It's in the ground, but there's a hole in the ground. There's a ditch in the ground. Number three, laharara, in a pancake-shaped heap, in a pile where it's more of a circle. The bundles are made into a circle. Again, these are all smaller types of piles. Vela umarim, or into just regular small bundles that he has, that he's going to later on take those small bundles and combine them together to make larger bundles. That's the situation that the Bar Tanura says. En lo shecha. This is not considered to be a case of shecha, because while transporting these smaller little piles into bigger piles, you're not at the end of the process. So you can't consider the pile that you had over there to be shecha. Shecha is only when they're gathered for the final time. At the end of the day, when it's one huge pile together, and then he forgets one, from that point to the threshing floor, that's the only time it's considered to be shecha. Mishnah continues, mimenu velagorin. But if the situation was, for whatever reason, he was bringing bundles from one of these piles that we mentioned directly to the goren, directly to the threshing floor, yesh lo shicha. Shicha applies to these situations because even though these were smaller piles, there was no larger pile that he was bringing it to afterwards. So if he was bringing it directly from one of these smaller piles to the goren, to the threshing floor, and he forgot one behind, in that case, even though these are smaller piles, shicha would apply. Mishnah continues with another case. Hame'amer lagadish. If someone was gathering bundles of produce into a large pile and he wasn't planning on taking the produce over there to the goren, he wasn't planning on taking them to the threshing floor. Rather, he planned on threshing the produce over there and processing it in the field. If he forgot one pile behind right before he made it into one large pile, in that situation, you would have shicha, because he's never planning on taking it to the goren. He's never planning on taking it to the threshing floor. So those smaller piles that he's bringing it to a larger pile where he's going to thresh on the spot, that becomes a case of shicha if he forgot a bundle from one of those smaller piles behind. But the Mishnah continues and says, mimenu velagorin en lo shicha. But let's say he changes his mind. Now he planned on making one huge pile. He makes that one huge pile. And we said shicha applies then, if he's making one huge pile, from the stop right beforehand, which was a smaller pile, because the final resting place was supposed to be that one large pile where he was going to thresh on the spot. In that situation, if he changes his mind and says, you know what, I think it's going to be easier if I go right to the goren, if I take that large pile and I bring it to the threshing floor and over there I'll thresh everything instead of doing it out here in the field. So if he changes his mind after the fact, while he already made that large pile, we say, and then he brings it to the goren, he brings it to the threshing floor, but he happened to forget a few bundles out there in the large pile, in that situation we would say there is no shicha. Why? Because the laws of shicha, of forgetting bundles, could only happen at one section. Since in this unique scenario, the laws of shicha applied at the smaller bundles, because he planned on threshing at the larger pile. When it comes to the final stage, which is adding a stage over here, which is going to the threshing floor, we would say there is no concept of shicha over here. The Mishnah is going to sum up now, and it's going to give a final ruling on what we just said. Zeha kelal. This is the rule. Kol ha-me'amed la-makom shehu gemar melacha. Anyone who's gathering bundles to the pile or the place that's going to be the final stage of processing, yesh lo shicha. He's subject to the laws of shicha. Whether that's talking about the threshing floor or he's going to be threshing out there in the field. If it's the final place before that, the laws of shicha apply. Mimenu velagore. But if he changes his mind afterwards, like we just said, and he wants to move the bundles from that place that was supposed to be the final resting place, and he wants to move it to the threshing floor, in lo shicha, he's not subject to the laws of shicha, because since the bundles already were subject to shicha at an earlier point, the laws don't kick in once more. It can only happen one time. Mishnah continues. Lemakom she'eno gmar melacha. If anyone who's gathering his bundles and he puts them in a place that's not considered to be the final place of processing, which, like all those smaller piles we mentioned above, en lo shicha, the laws of shicha don't apply because it's not considered to be the final spot in the processing. Mimenu velagorin. But if he's gathering bundles from these smaller heaps, these smaller piles, and is going directly to the threshing floor, like we said earlier, and the threshing floor is the final destination for these grains, the one beforehand, which is these smaller piles, yesh lo shicha, the laws of shicha would apply to those smaller piles in that situation.